Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm back. Yes. I'm the crazy lady, remember? Guess what? It's just as bad as I thought it would get. I had to visit jail. They told me I had... told me I had a warrant out for my arrest, but I never even knew about it. My family was scared, and I think it was a mixture of people listening to stuff they shouldn't have on Blog Talk, and I was dealing with some angst with some family problems and trying to figure out why I had so many trucks stopping by my house. I didn't even get a chance to get any limelight before I'm already being judged again for stuff that I did over 10 years ago. Tonight, we're going to have to talk very quickly. I wanted to try to touch on a couple of things. I'll probably be back in jail soon, so you won't be hearing from me. But it's so beautiful in California right now, I just can't even control myself. But I want to talk about another state for a while. It's my hometown, Monroe, Michigan. One of the biggest police states in the nation. Yes. Do you know what a police state is now? Because I would have talked about that like 20 years ago. Now it's just considered a communist state. Don't get in the system. Don't get on paper. They'll come to your door. The police will start living in your home. Yes. And they'll humiliate you in your neighborhood and have your children taken. Separate you from your family and humiliate you and make sure that you can never get decent work. And maybe then they can just keep you in jail or send you to boot camps, put you on disability, put chemicals or poison you and make you dumb and unable. And then you just have to be what I am, which is just barely functioning sometimes and doing my art and doing this and doing that. I wonder how much of a population of people of me are like that now. Ones that know in their heart what's true and right with God, but yet just couldn't simply keep up with the pace. Well, guess what? They're knocking all of us off. They don't like us here, which is a waste of space. And so if we can't do what they want, they'll just lock us up. I'm going to do a quick random reading. It probably won't even go with what is Malachi. Forgive me, Malachi, what's going on here? It says 2, but it looks like they may have messed up the numbers here in my Bible. I don't see where they wrote 3. Oh, it's hidden at the bottom. Malachi 3. The Lord will judge it as coming. That's strange. I just turned to that again. This is like the third time when I did Blog Talk, I turned to that. Is it something on my Bible? I have like a, what, I just always turn there or what? That's kind of scary. This is actually verse 17 before 3. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, where and have we wearied him? When he say, I will talk normal now. Everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord. And he delights in them, or where is the God of judgment? Behold, I will send my messenger, and he or she shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's sop. And he shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi. It's too long. Pick up from there. It says there, at verse 5, I'm skipping down. And I will come near you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers. And against those that oppress, and the erring and his wages, and the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed, even from the days of your fathers. Ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. That's just a little bit. Why don't you look it up? It's Malachi 3, and stop thinking there's no God. I have a short story to tell. I had another stint in jail. There's a girl that I met, and she actually was pretty certain in her heart that she actually knew two men that possibly were responsible for an abduction of a woman. I could kind of relate because I had tried to file a report with a group, not only the police, and they blew it up from Kingdom Come and put me in great danger when I called the police many, many months ago, this past spring in 2014. They didn't like it. Do you know why? Because most of the government knows about the abductions and they don't care. They don't care. They don't even want people speaking out. And they re-victimize and re-victimize and re-victimize many. Don't get on paper. Have you ever heard of that one? Yeah. I never fought a police brutality charge, so I always look like I'm just a violent person. And my family was hiding such sins. They had to exploit me and use me again to hide their own sickness. Did I flip out? Yeah, I probably did, after my own brother told me to just kill my own dogs and throw them in a dumpster before I really tripped out on them. My family. It's my ex-family, because I don't consider it my blood. But I want to get back to this girl that told me in jail, and she told me I could share her story. She got arrested because she filed a report, and she knew of the men that probably were responsible for a Chelsea in Michigan being abducted. And they arrested her and put her in cuffs and will probably punish her with a felony. They hauled her from Ohio up to Michigan and wouldn't give her time to get out for her warrant, for her arrest too. How many people are they doing this to? How many victims are they telling to shut up and shut up again and punish them again and punish them again? How many more cops am I going to have come on my doorstep? Is anyone else experiencing this? Are you suffering in silence? Call out, reach out to somebody and tell somebody about it. The people rob God. I will read this again, and then you can continue it on your own. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's not the part I'm going to read. I'm going to just focus in on one word. False swears. Do you know how many police have lied to me in the last 8 months? Does anyone want to know? On the telephone? Up in Ypsilanti, Michigan, up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they have lied to me. In my own past hometown, they have lied to me. And I'm lying now about where I'm located, but they already know. My town, my state, has become a communist state. Don't be fooled by the medical marijuana law and move up here. This state is so unfree, it's not funny. You better make sure you stay off of paper. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Family is turning in families just to hide their own sin. I don't want to tell how many more stories I heard of false arrest and the cops lying. Verse 8 of Malachi 3. Will a man rob God? yet ye have robbed me, but ye see wherein have we robbed thee, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me. Even this whole nation has been robbed. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now wherewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour ye out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delight some land, says the Lord of hosts. I don't even know if I really know what I read, because I don't even want to know how much was hacked out by the first criminals of the earth. How do we go from talking about widows and children, and it doesn't even make sense? My God makes sense. I know what he's talking about. Who are the true oppressed? Lord, help me. I had one thought. Where was I? Who are the true victims? Are you judging your neighbor? Do you really know what's going on? Do you really know what has ever happened to your neighbor? Before we hate them and judge them, as we all have a tendency to do at times. Oh, Lord, where was that thought? Cartels. The woman that inspired me to say my one last word about cartels. She has a blog, and it was called something like Screaming Out Her Passion or Screaming Out Her Art. I don't know how she worded it. All I had to do was read one paragraph, and when I heard that it was every 2 minutes in America that a woman or child or young person is grabbed for cartels, I am sickened to my stomach, because it means it's promoted by our own government. I am done for the evening. I'm so disgusted. I'm disgusted because my God is disgusted. And at one point in time, and I don't know how many years from now, he is going to spew his fire across the nations, and it's not going to be pretty. And he's already starting with small embers. And I can't take it, because I'm forced to say these things. And when I don't say them, I get punished. But I don't know if it's a punishment anymore. I don't know what's what. And I think that we're all in the same situation. Are we punished on earth and rewarded in heaven? But when we go to church, they tell us, well, if we do it this one way, we'll be blessed and have everything glorious. Are we Buddhist? Are we Christian? What are we doing to put our lives on the line? Are we going to be perfect when we're doing it? No. Were the apostles perfect? Were they fully sane? Probably not. Some of them had to sit up in jail for years for doing nothing. For doing nothing. And then when they sat up in jail, they had to talk to people about God, and it didn't probably make 1 ounce of sense to anybody around them. I kept telling my family, I'm going to go back to jail. They're going to send me to prison. And do you know inside, when I was just back in jail, how humiliating it was? And I'm sitting there wallowing in my tears because I'm such a dummy. No, I have some mental illness, and I got sick of being provoked and degraded by my birth family. I was fed up. Did I make a mistake? Did I break a little piece of glass? Yes, I did. Did the police make it into some big violent crime because over 10 years ago the police beat me up and I'm labeled as a violent offender? Yes. Is that ever going to leave me? No. My whole life is ruined because of it. I can't even get a decent job. I have to figure out a way around it. And now I can't even work worth a spit after hospitals overdosed me and all this other shit. And I'll call it shit. You can't convince me any other way. Who the heck slipped that in the Bible? Thou shalt not swear. Really? Okay, King Boogaboo, who were you? Well, you didn't want your people swearing at you for starving them to death back in thousands of years ago, or what? So they couldn't swear anymore? Hey, motherfucker, we want some food? Is that what they were doing? Standing down at your castle where you looked down at them and stepped on their heads way back in the day? How many generations have you oppressed, government? That is not what God wanted. God said when a government loses the sight of God, and I think it's only stated in the Bible like twice because they probably erased the rest, and it said the people were not to follow the government if it didn't follow the law of God. The law of God is truth and justice and grace and peace and kindness, not perpetual criminal punishments. Has anyone ever heard of restorative justice? Look it up. Anyhow, the cartels will have one last word on that. Yeah, you live in a country where every 2 minutes somebody's grabbed, and that could be across the world. So think about that for a minute. Every 2 minutes. It means in your lifetime, everyone's lifetime, they will know somebody that was grabbed or disappeared. And it's going to become more condensed. Everyone will start knowing somebody that was grabbed or taken or disappeared. This blog talk makes no sense. I've jumped from one subject to another. I had a half hour to do it because I don't know how many days I'll get to stay home. And who has this hurt the most? My son. Because I just simply wouldn't be, what, a good girl and follow all the rules. Because I love him to death, and I'd like to think that he'd have a world of justice and something real and good to look forward to. Real justice, real truth. Does anybody know what that is anymore? I don't. I can't believe a woman with a child who is trying to save another woman, and maybe that girl had a child, gets punished for reporting a crime. Can somebody explain this to me, please? Please, could somebody explain to me how people can get punished for reporting heinous crimes? Does anyone have an explanation? No. Sorry, I couldn't be really funny tonight. I just got out of 3 days of jail where they held my medication from me. Cold turkey. And not the ganja. I have to give that one up so they can rip my card up now and consider me a waste. Maybe tack on a bunch of bills for some urine tests and drug rehabilitation for a gram or 2 grams, whatever consumption. I know what heavy consumption is. No, I'm talking about my farm that I have to take now, my one farm. They yanked that from me too. Does that make any sense? No, because I got in trouble when I was in a mental fit in December from no sleep and fear and tribulation because I knew I was going to get snatched. If I hadn't followed my instincts, I probably wouldn't be here right now. If I had listened to my birth family, I wouldn't be here. Dumbasses. And I will say that for now because it makes me sick. And when I mean birth family, I mean my past mother and father and my past brother and sister who still live, but I don't want nothing to do with them ever again. And I don't have to. What's broken on heaven? What is that, John?
Bonds made on earth
and kept in heaven. Bonds made in earth are the same bonds that are made in heaven. Bonds broken on earth are broken in heaven. I get my own clan up north in heaven one day, or wherever heaven is. God, please help us. We're all suffering here. and there's some that are suffering to such depths that it's sickening. And it doesn't have to go on, because a lot of those countries, the emperors or the kings and queens or the blugri blues that have all the gold and riches and oil, they still oppress to such a sickening level. Let's look at India, for instance. India. I probably wouldn't even be able to step foot there because I'd been sick the first day. How about Africa? Who owns most of Africa? I don't know. Another country? Need I say more? And then another country? Need I say more? How many wars are going on? Need I say more? God said, don't worry about the wars, because it's going to get much worse than that. We're just all going to be hauled off and separated from one another. And you know what? I think it's around the corner. I mean, like, you can see it around the corner. You better be good. You better stay in your house. You better listen to curfew. And you better be really, really, really quiet. Don't speak up. Just be quiet and rot away. But maybe try not turning in your own blood. Maybe go over there with your husband and find out what to do to intervene, huh? Like an intervention, maybe, that doesn't require state police that have wanted me in prison since 2002 or earlier. For my mouth? That's all. That's all it really is. It's not the real stuff on the paper. But just keep trucking on, okay? If that's what makes you feel better, all right? Because I know where my home is. And it's not here, it's in heaven. I do hope everyone has a beautiful day this Sunday morning, and that they get to church and have a much better sermon or speaking than anything that I'm capable of. And I don't know if we suffer on earth to have rewards in heaven and the afterlife. We don't. Do we even really know what that is anymore? I don't know. I don't have a song uploaded anymore to play for you. So have a wonderful night. Amen.